She heard, but did not notice, the click of the door. Suddenly she started. She saw, in the shaft of ruddy copper-coloured light near her, the face of a man. It was gleaming like fire, watching her, waiting for her to be aware. It startled her terribly. She thought she was going to faint. All her suppressed subconscious fear sprang into being with anguish.
"Did I startle you?" said Birkin, shaking hands with her. "I thought you'd heard me come in."
No, she faltered, scarcely able to speak. He laughed, saying he was sorry. She wondered why it amused him.
"It is so dark," he said. "Shall we have the light?"
And moving aside, he switched on the strong electric lights. The classroom was distinct and hard, a strange place after the soft, dim magic that filled it before he came. Birkin turned curiously to look at Ursula. Her eyes were round and wondering, bewildered. Her mouth quivered slightly. She looked like one who is suddenly wakened. There was a living, tender beauty, like a tender light of dawn shining from her face. He looked at her with a new pleasure, feeling gay in his heart, irresponsible.
"You are doing catkins?" he asked,
picking up a piece of hazel from the scholar's desk in front of him.
"Are they as far out as this? I hadn't noticed them this year."
He looked absorbedly at the tassel of hazel in his hand.
"The red ones, too," he said,
looking at the flickers of crimson that came from the female bud. Then he went in among the desks to see the scholar's books. Ursula watched his intent progress. There was a stillness in his motion that hushed the activities of her heart. She seemed to be standing aside in arrested silence, watching him move in another concentrated world. His presence was so quiet, almost like a vacancy in the corporate air.